Since last fall, educators here in Tennessee have been grappling with a debate over how to teach public school students about religion. The debate pits those who urge tolerance toward Muslims against those who see them as a threat to the American way of life. Chaz Sisk from Here and Now contributor WPLN has the story.
These days, middle schoolers in Tennessee are learning a lot about religion.
So, what religions total have we discussed this year?
That's immediately clear in Nick Rossi's 7th grade social studies class.
Here, give me another one.
African
religions, yes. Okay.
It turns out students at Apollo Judaism, Middle School in Nashville have covered 7 different faith groups just since August.
Every single unit that we do has a religion standard. So the state wants you to know it. Not only that, I want you to know it. Because in our community, we have people that belong to basically every religion that we're studying.
In addition to African faiths, there's been Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and Judaism, plus Confucianism and Taoism. Today, Rossi breaks the students into small groups and assigns each a different religion.
I wanted the hardest one.
I'll give you Taoism. Is that the hardest one?
Yes. Taoism.
They have 20 minutes to write down everything they've learned on a blank poster board. Founding figures, places of origin, common practices, and basic beliefs. Rossi likes their enthusiasm.
Yeah, a little competition for Confucianism and Taoism, wanting to do the more difficult ones. I think maybe they're trying to prove themselves to you or to me, I'm not sure, but I'm into it.
Since the start of the school year, these very lessons have been at the center of controversy, not just in Nashville, but in school districts across the state. Opponents of the inclusion of religion in public schools focus squarely on Islam. They say lessons are designed to downplay Islam's negatives and present it in a favorable light. There have been heated school board meetings, angry protests at the state capitol, even ad campaigns demanding the resignation of school board members.
Why are White County children being subjected to propaganda promoting Islam? Because our school board is forcing teachers to use pro-Islam textbooks in 7th grade classes.
It just whitewashes the history.
Julie Mock lives just outside of Nashville. She has children in the public schools, including twins in 7th grade. She recently attended a forum organized by opponents of Tennessee's social studies curriculum.
There's barely a mention of jihad. There's barely a mention, or I don't think there is a mention of caliphate and what their objective is.
Mock and other opponents want textbooks returned to publishers and Tennessee's social studies standards rewritten. She believes schools aren't the place for 12 and 13-year-olds to learn about faith.
I mean, being a Christian, I don't necessarily want the public school system teaching my children their version of Christianity.
Some lawmakers are saying the same thing. One proposal comes from Republican State Representative Sheila Butt. She proposes delaying instruction on religion until at least the 10th grade, an age when she believes children are ready to start exploring other faiths.
Students start thinking a whole lot more about what their peers think, about, hey, there is more than just what my parents are teaching me. Let me look at that. But in the meantime, let's give parents the opportunity to teach their children in their home what they believe and teach them at their age what they believe.
Meanwhile, Tennessee education officials have agreed to a year-long review of the social studies standards. But Vicki Kirk, the state's deputy education commissioner, says it'd be a mistake to write religion out of middle school. Students, she says, can't understand history or the world today without knowing about people's beliefs.
So we have so many students in Tennessee that rarely go outside the borders of their hometown. Let's say I wanted to be a missionary. It would be pretty important for me to know a little bit about other cultures if I was going to go live in one.
Go back to your group's desk.
Nick Rossi's 7th grade students show they've learned more than a little bit. On the poster of Islam, they've noted followers believe in a single God, and their holy book, the Quran, should be written in Arabic. They say it's one of the world's biggest religions, and that one of its most powerful early figures, the African king Mansa Musa, tried to convert his entire nation. Rossi urges them to keep going.
It would have been better if you listed the 5 pillars, but I think we know the 5 pillars. Let's see if we can get them. 5 pillars of Islam. You already, what's 1? 3, go.
Prayer, faith, pilgrimage.
Prayer, faith, pilgrimage, what are the other two, Christians?
These lessons won't be Nick Rossi's last on religion. This semester, the class moves on to the Protestant Reformation, the beliefs of Native Americans, and Japan's Shinto faith. It's all part of passing 7th grade history in Tennessee, at least for the time being. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.